All right, moving on to agenda item 8, report and possible discussion on integrated water resource plan by John King, Special Projects and Strategic Initiatives Manager.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Today I'll be introducing you to the project called the Integrated Water Resource Plan. We won't be requesting any action today. That will come in a subsequent board meeting, but more just to familiarize you with the concept as we move forward. It specifically supports the BRA's mission as described in sections 1E3 and 4A2 of the strategic plan. And in this graphic, what we see is an illustration of what the projected growth numbers are for the basin over the next 50 years. We know that significant growth is coming. We're seeing it every day in our community. Along with that, our internal analysis and requests from customers all indicate that additional water supplies will be needed to support this growth. The Integrated Water Resource Plan process will develop a robust guide for us to stabilize the future of our water supply portfolio across the basin. Just as a frame of reference to kind of get the idea of the concept, the IWRP at the highest level will answer two questions for us. Number one is, what else do we need to do beyond the regional water planning process to meet our water needs? What other strategies, what other resources do we need to look at? And number two is, what's next? So after we currently have our current projects completed, then what do we need to do next to meet our future needs? And that's important to understand, is once we know what we need to do, implementing it in the correct sequence, there's great value in that as well. So to dig in a little bit deeper into what the process is and some of the benefits, if we think back to the first slide, the size of the Brazos River Basin itself represents a challenge in managing the resources throughout. We have issues that are considered basin-wide, and then we have others that are more regional or local in their scenario. So the benefits of undertaking this new type of planning are: it prepares a guide for the development of integrated, reliable, resilient, and sustainable water supply resources. The IWRP will incorporate advanced planning, modeling, and decision-making techniques to build a plan that addresses a wide field of potential future demand and operational scenarios. Through the process, it will apply risk and uncertainty considerations in the evaluation. In addition, there will be internal and external stakeholder involvement through a very transparent and proactive process. When we get to the end, we'll have a repeatable framework to evaluate projects, and then also a process to prioritize them to make sure we're implementing them correctly. The outputs of this plan can also be used in future regional water planning efforts. And at the top of the slide, I just have some of the key steps through the process, and when we come back to you for approval, we'll have more detail on those, but wanted to kind of give you that. So when we think about what's currently being done in planning efforts and what this is proposing, it's important to understand how it's different. Current efforts provide an important foundation for our water resource planning, but this type of planning takes it a step further. Again, it evaluates water supplies, demands, and water management strategies in a manner that considers risk and provides a framework to evaluate the correct priority to implement the projects. The evaluation process will include multiple scenarios of future water demand. It'll be based on variability and key drivers, things like population and industrial growth, effectiveness of conservation manners, climate and economic factors. The IWRP will integrate individual and local projects with regional projects to form a comprehensive basin-wide plan for the BRA. Ultimately, it will result in an adaptive roadmap for future water supply development that includes specific trigger points for recommended action if and when changes occur in the future. When we come back in the next board meeting, what we're going to propose is to implement it in a multiple phase project. Phase one will focus on the Little River watershed. We're going to take that as what we'll call our pilot for the basin-wide plan. It'll help us refine our process and get better at what we're doing as we go through it. The other part of taking on the Little River watershed focus is it will support near-term decisions that need to be made for planning additional water supplies in that area. At the end of phase one, we'll have a complete adaptive IWRP for the Little River watershed, but it'll have all the elements, and then it'll be incorporated into the basin-wide plan once we complete that in subsequent phases. We're currently in scope and fee negotiations. We're seeing a timeline of approximately 18 months to complete phase one, and our initial fee estimate comes in around $1.4 million. So again, we're not requesting any action today. It was just more to get the information to you and see what types of questions you may have on it or any other thoughts as we move through the scope and fee negotiation.
Any questions?
Hey, John, this is Director Savage. I just had a, you know, we're having public hearings right now on the five-year state water plan. Does that move much, or I'm sure you guys are paying attention to that. Can you give us a little bit of an update on BRA's input into the state water plan?
I would have to get that information for you, David. I'm personally not involved in that and in what I'm doing, but we do have input into that process, through the regional G process and Region H as well. I know we have representatives who regularly attend those meetings, but this doesn't replace those efforts by any means. It takes some of the information from there and then other considerations and forms a different framework for us to evaluate our future plan.
I think having that flexibility is extremely important. And I think as the state population changes and the water resources needs become more glaring, that, you know, we're going to have to adapt to the comprehensive plan of the state as well. So I just want to make sure that we're communicating, you know, with that larger plan as well.
Director Savage, we have voting members on both. Well, we have voting members on all up and down the basin for the different regions. And we're very proactive, very active in the state water planning process. The difference between this and that, the analogy that I would give you is that the state water planning effort, let's just say it's on a 30,000 foot view,
right,
and this is on a 500 foot view. And this is ultimately working through solution sets with our customers so we can understand not only how they're going to use and conserve the water, but how it fits into their CIP and future expenditures.
Okay, thanks for that clarification.
All right, thank you, John, for the information.